Part 1. The Birth and Growth of Gods. In summing up, then, it may be said that nearly all the great social institutions have been born in religion. Emil Durkheim. Chapter 1. The Primordial Faith. The Chukchi, a people indigenous to Siberia, had their own special way of dealing with unruly winds. A Chukchi man would chant, "Western wind, look here. Look down on my buttocks. We are going to give you some fat. Cease blowing." The 19th century European visitor who reported this ritual described it as follows. The man pronouncing the incantation lets his breeches fall down and bucks leeward, exposing his bare buttocks to the wind. At every word, he claps his hands. By the end of the 19th century, European travelers had compiled many accounts of rituals in faraway and scarcely known lands. Some of these lands were inhabited by people known as savages, people whose technology didn't include writing or even agriculture. And some of their rituals seemed, like this one, strange. Could a ritual like this be called religious? Some Europeans bridled at the thought, offended by the implied comparison between their elevated forms of worship and crude attempts to appease nature. Maybe that's why Sir John Lubbock, a late 19th century British anthropologist, prefaced his discussion of savage religion with a warning. It is impossible to discuss the subject without mentioning some things which are very repugnant to our feelings, he wrote in The Origin of Civilization and the Primitive Condition of Man. But he made his readers a promise. In exploring this melancholy spectacle of gross superstitions and ferocious forms of worship, he would endeavor to avoid as far as possible anything which might justly give pain to any of my readers. One pain Lubbock spared his readers was the thought that their brains might have much in common with savage brains. The whole mental condition of a savage is so different from ours that it is often very difficult to follow what is passing in his mind, or to understand the motives by which he is influenced. Though savages do have a reason, such as it is, for what they do and what they believe, their reasons often are very absurd. The savage evinces extreme mental inferiority, and his mind, like that of the child, is easily fatigued. Naturally, then, the savage's religious ideas are not the result of deep thought. So there was reassurance aplenty for Lubbock's readers. Religion, as understood by the lower savage races, is not only different from civilized religion, but even opposite. Indeed, if we bestow the title religion on the coarse rituals and superstitious fears that observers of savage society had reported, then we can no longer regard religion as peculiar to man, for the baying of a dog to the moon is as much an act of worship as some ceremonies which have been so described by travelers. Maybe it shouldn't surprise us that a well-educated British Christian would so disparage elements of primitive religion. Primitive religion denotes the religion of non-literate peoples broadly, whether hunter-gatherer or agrarian. After all, in primitive religion, there is deep reverence for raw superstition. Obscure omens often govern decisions of war and peace, and the spirits of the dead may make mischief, or may, via the mediation of a shaman, offer counsel. In short, primitive